Hey guys, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here's a call from Julia and Cynthia in Alabama.
Morning, studio. Morning, Bobby. It was my birthday recently, and my mom got you to sign a copy of your book, Fail Until You Don't. I'm really excited to read it. I love your show, and I'm so happy that you signed it. It means a lot to me. Thank you a lot. Here's my mom.
Morning, studio. Thank you again, Bobby, for signing that for Julia. Just wanted your listeners to know that you are a guy true to your word and you hold up your end of the bargain, big or small, no matter what the issue. Julia and I decided to make a donation to the Humane Society here in Montgomery. That's what we're going to do to honor y'all and the show for signing that for Julia. It means so much.
Oh, wow. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
awesome.
That. Speaking of dogs, the Humane Society, mine is really on a trip right now. He has figured out how to get into the food closet, or sorry, as you rich folks call it, the pantry. And he can now almost climb up the little shelves. He's a big dog. He's 60 pounds, a little bit short but thick. And for 2 days in a row, he's found the powdered sugar. Oh. And we can always find him by following the trail of powdered sugar all the way through the house.
Oh, that's funny.
No. You would think, right?
No. Sounds funny.
No, not at all.
He's a little...
Because one, it's so messy to clean up. The floor is so sticky afterward. And then two, he's on a sugar high. All the... And then he finally just passes out. But he loves powdered sugar. Gets like his dad. Loves that sugar. But he's just kind of... He's being a little difficult right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with him. But he's healthy. It's the healthiest he's ever been. He hasn't been to the vet. I don't believe in the jinx, so... But he hasn't been to the vet in... a while.
You need to keep a tracker.
So many health issues from when he was a puppy to now. But he's a year old, about a year and a month old. But man, he is a stout dog.
He's so big.
Amy saw him. She came over to the house.
And I have a bruise on my leg. Every time I see him, I get a bruise. It's fine. I call it my little Stanley mark of love.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Here's Mike and Kennedy from the Woodlands, Texas.
Morning, studio. Hey, here's our question. When you are outside the show, not inside the box that you're working there, do you call each other by your show names? Does Morgan number two get called Morgan number two? Does Lunchbox get called Lunchbox when you're out socializing or maybe out on the golf course or out on the lake or whatever you're doing? Do you call Scuba Steve? You call him up. You say, hey, Scuba Steve, how's it going? Does that happen?
Yeah, in a word, yes.
Of
because
course.
We would never be able to remember on the air. Sometimes we don't even know what we say on and off the air because we try to keep it so consistent. We're like, can we talk about that on the air? Or in real life?
Yeah.
So, absolutely. And I still have two Morgans in my life. Morgan number one, who was on the show, who works for me in a different capacity now. So, I still have to refer to them as Morgan one and Morgan two. Lunchbox, obviously. None of us call him Dan.
Nope.
Ever.
No.
Never.
Scuba is Scuba. I'll refer to him as... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I never really say Scuba Steve, but yeah.
Yeah, it's usually just, he's never Steve.
Mm-mm, never.
He's
just
either
scuba.
Reach out to Scuba Steve or hit Scuba up. But yeah, we absolutely do. We are, call each other by the same names. So.
Bobby.
Yeah. Or you get, sometimes you call me Stud Muffin.
There was that one time.
That's not me.
No. thank you for the question. You guys can call us anytime, 877-77-BOBBY. World's most expensive super yacht is available for hire. For a week, if you want this yacht, it costs you $3.7 million.
Whoa.
Just for 1 week?
And it has its own hospital.
Oh, just okay. In case.
How many
the
people?
The world's most expensive charter yacht at $3.7 a week, 450 feet long. It's called the Flying Fox, which cost about $621 million to build. Can take 22 guests.
Wow.
It needs a crew of 54.
That's too many people for Corona.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. It's so big.
And where do you take that bad boy? Across the pond?
Right off the dock from the boat ramp.
You just stay here in the lake?
I assume it's hard to get those things out of the body of water they're put in, right?
Yeah. It's so big.
The German craft is 100 feet high with 6 decks. It's on mini submarine station, helipad, and hospital. It boasts a 2-deck center for fun and relaxation, a pool, a gym, a yoga balcony. There are 5 tenders, flyboards. I don't know what some of this stuff is. If you're going to rent it per hour, it's $22,000 an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
But if you want to get it for a week, which they're kind of saying, hey, we need it to be rented for a week, $3.7 million. Isn't that insane?
Crew than there are people.
Yeah, but that's always weird to me when there are more bathrooms than bedrooms in houses.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you can't just walk to the next bedroom. You got to make a pit stop in the middle of walking bedroom to bedroom. Amy, you and I have been together for 12, 13 years.
Oh, no, 14 now.
14. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best things to have it to me.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, this whole show has just been me being able to hire my friends because no one ever expected us to be worked crap. No company put us together. We started off small, and I've been able to bring in folks, and Eddie's one of them. Eddie's our video producer now, but we were friends way before we worked together. How would you describe Eddie to our audience, Amy? If they're new to the show, describe Eddie to them.
Oh, always happy, like funny, but occasionally the happiness, like there's occasionally little moments where I don't know what happens. I'm like, that's not Eddie. But I would say 99% of the time, the like smiling and saying hi to everybody, friends with all kinds of people. Yeah. Works hard, good with video, can sing.
Mm-hmm.
What else? And data four.
Yeah.
Like just an overall like likable guy.
Yeah, likable. A little too go with the flow in my mind sometimes. But
yeah.
That's why we work together. Like I am very type A, but he's very type B, and that's why we are able to spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
But
I'm the one that always says, like, what do you want to do? Whatever you guys want to do.
He is that guy. And sometimes I'm like, don't you have an opinion? Don't you care what we do?
Not really.
I have every opinion.
Whatever you want to do, let's do it.
Yeah. It's almost that he's always, like, he's normally so chill that's why I brought up those. I mean, there's a few moments where he hasn't been that it's been like, you're watching like a.
But that's you too. You're
I know,
super nice.
Me too. Oh,
I
mean, no.
That's just human.
Oh, I'm not saying. I know. But for Eddie, it's so rare that when it happens, I feel like we're watching like something really crazy. I'm like, what's happening?
I've snapped
because he literally might be the nicest person I've ever met.
That's, yeah. Both of you two are like the nicest two people ever, which is great for me because I come in here grumpy as crap in the morning. But the reason I ask and get the Eddie set up, Eddie's also a proud Mexican too.
Yes, I am.
Oh, sorry, South I left Texas. Out your ethnicity.
It's okay.
Eddie wants to have a Harley.
Well,
what would you think about Eddie on a Harley after walking through all that?
He likes to be in his Jeep with the top down,
yes.
So he likes the wind in his face.
Mm-hmm.
So. I guess I could see it. I really want you to be careful if you do, but...
So what happened?
We're just driving down the road, the whole family, and a pack of Harleys were just driving next to us. You can just hear the... And I looked at him like, you know, I told my wife, I was like, you know what? This is weird. You may not know this about me, but I've always said if I had money, like plenty of money to buy whatever I wanted, I would buy a Harley for sure and go cruising on the back roads on... on Saturdays, going to the hill country, the mountains, whatever, in my Harley. There's always been a thing inside of me since I was a kid to be like, I will someday own a Harley.
But are you a thrill seeker?
No.
Because I feel like Harley riders or motorcycle riders, they like some sort of a thrill.
So like down when I lived in South Texas, I used to surf. I wasn't a big surfer, but I was a longboard surfer. You know what I'm saying? Like I would just lay back and ride the wave. Kind of like the way you were saying about my personality. Very chill, ride the wave. That's what a Harley is, dude. You sit back, lower the seat, and just drive. Cruise. Not fast, but cruise.
Have you looked at...
prices? No.
Well, not of a new one. But and we have Harleys that could be a sponsor.
Yeah, no, I've never, and well, to just follow up, my wife right away was just like, you're crazy. I'm like, no, it's really something. She's like, she said, I would freak out every single minute you were on that thing.
Oh, so she wouldn't ride with you?
No.
Oh.
Let me ask you this. If I could get you a Harley endorsement.
Come on, keep talking.
And I don't know I could, but we have Harley dealerships here. Could you keep a Harley at the house?
Ooh, I do have a half garage. I can probably put it in there. Move some tools.
Mostly not about physically keep it there, but your wife let you keep it there.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine my kids? Think about how cool I would be in the eyes of my kids. They would be like, dang. And we thought dad was kind of cool, but he has a Harley now. And then instead of me coming home in my Jeep, they'd hear the rumble like, oh, dad's coming.
Hey, Scuba, can you reach out to the Harley dealership, see if they're looking for an endorser?
Yeah, well, I'll make it happen.
Send them this clip.
Okay, all right, cool.
Dude, this is amazing. If we can pull this off, this is amazing.
I don't know if we can pull it off.
And I would wear a helmet and all that, of course.
And of course.
I'd have to buy a leather jacket.
Yeah, a vest.
Dang, no. The 2020 Harley-Davidson Street Bob, 13.4 low miles, choice extras, call now.
Man.
Dang.
It's a muscle.
You're going to have to join.
No.
We got to see if we can get, but anyway.
Not join a motorcycle
not
club.
Let's just see what happens.
Sons
here.
Of Anarchy.
No, Amy. Yeah. Okay. Oh, man, I'll maybe ride with a rich lawyer or something.
That's it.
bones.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Javier Solis is 16 years old. He's an uncle. He's walking with his three nieces to the store when they're in the crosswalk and a car runs the stop sign. And he's like, oh no, I got to save these girls' lives. And he shoves all three nieces out of the way and boom, he gets hit by the car.
Dang. So what happened to him? I guess he's okay.
He's in the hospital with skull fractures and some broken bones.
Oh, dang, a skull fracture.
But he is alive. And the nieces are alive.
All right, that's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Omaha, Nebraska. A 37-year-old man was out with his wife this past weekend, wanting to go to a local bar. They show up. Oh, sorry, we are already full. We can only have 50% capacity. He's like, hey, no problem. Goes back to his car, gets some pepper spray, opens the door, and pepper sprays the whole bar before running away.
Yeah, I saw the guy on security footage, too. What an idiot.
And so they got his description, and they notified other bars in the area, and he showed up at another bar, and police went and arrested him.
What an idiot.
Too easy.
But why would you do that? Like, what are you proving by pepper spray? They didn't keep you out because of who you are. They kept you out because of a rule.
Yeah, they were trying to do the social quarantine thing.
The social distance.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Right.
They're trying to trap
you. Social quarantine is an interesting concept. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's now time to take our written driver's test. There are six of us taking it. Amy, Eddie, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Raymundo, our audio producer. Morgan, number two, our digital producer. And then myself. You're not trying to win. You can, but it's just the person who finishes last on tomorrow's show has to wash everybody's feet.
This is great.
So, Mike, do you have the tests? How many questions are on them?
20 questions. 20? Wow. Oh, my gosh. Let me
have my test. What we're going to do is I'll just read you the first one out loud. We'll just talk through the first one out loud.
Perfect. Okay. Please be one that I'm going to miss.
Yeah,
oh, that's funny, Amy.
Hand him out to everybody.
Yeah, because then... Yeah,
Mike D is now administering the test to everybody.
Oh,
it says like I'm back in school.
On the top of it, it says the Bobby Bone Show driver's test.
What?
Mark.
Can we go over the second one?
One answer for each question. It's funny, Mike had to write this out because he knows how cheating you guys are.
Mark, one answer for each question.
Each question is worth 1 point. Here you go. Here's the first question on the test. You must stop when you see a flashing red light, B, steady yellow light, C, yellow arrow, or D, flashing yellow light. Now, I think talking through it ourselves, this is pretty easy.
Yes. Easy as pie.
It's easy. It's steady yellow light.
No.
What?
No,
what?
It's not.
What? I give you guys the wrong
yellow
answer.
Yellow means speed up, right?
Yeah. It's flashing red light, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And flashing red light's also like a stop sign.
Mm-hmm. Four-way stop.
Yeah. Sometimes whenever red lights are, oh, everybody's already going. I'm talking and everybody's already doing their test.
Yeah, I can't waste
well,
time.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of these and I'm like, I don't have any idea.
Are we taking it right now?
Well, no. We'll take a break.
Okay.
We'll take a break and take the test. How you feel? Did you study?
I did not.
Yeah,
I forgot.
I'm just trying not to finish last. If a lion is chasing you and your buddy, it's the same, you and two buddies, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to win running away from the lion. You just got to not finish last.
Yeah, or like, what's it called? Running with the bulls?
Yes.
Same thing, just don't get
killed. Sometimes those bulls run through other people and get to other people.
Oh. Okay, bad example.
The lion's going to eat one person and stop. Don't get eaten by the lion. All right, the driver's test, you want to just play a song and come back?
Guys? Yes, please.
We have only a song length to take this?
No. We have like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. What?
Nothing.
You get a hard question?
What? Yeah, what hard question?
Yes!
Are you on number four?
How in the world am I supposed to know number four?
Yeah, it's different everywhere.
That's going to be eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Oh, I know that one.
The question is for number four. The speed limit is blank miles per hour when the yellow lights are flashing on the school zone speed sign.
No, how is this easy?
Because we've seen it before.
Okay. You must have hit up a lot of school zones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you hanging out, Eddie?
I have kids.
Right now, everybody's heads are down. Everybody's taking the driver's test. It's 20 questions. Whomever finishes last of six of us has to wash the rest of the show members' feet on tomorrow's show. Which, by the way, you guys all, that's the one you guys voted on, the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's looking up at me. By the way, everybody listening right now, we're five people short on listening because none of the show's paying attention to anything.
No, I got it.
I got it. How you guys feel like you're doing?
Good.
Perfect.
I'm still not stuck
good.
On four.
I know. I skipped four. I need to remember to go back and answer it so I at least get the shot at
There's
guessing.
One question I don't understand.
You want to read it out loud?
Yeah.
Please do.
Which one? What number?
Number two.
Number two. The 4 second rule.
Yeah, that's refers easy. To how Don't help him. It's easy.
I thought it had to do with food.
That's 5 seconds.
Oh. Okay.
The question is, the 4 second rule refers to how one should A, yield to other cars, B, turn at stop signs, C, follow another car, or D, cross an intersection.
I've never heard of a 4 second rule at all.
Well, good luck. I know it.
Mike, where'd you get all these questions? Is a state test?
2020
test. 2020
test.
Huh. All right. We all just took a written driver's test. Mike D is in the marathon green room. Throw him a little plug here as he's grading the tests. The order, Ray was the last one to turn his in.
Yeah!
Is that because you feel like you got them all or because you struggled?
I like to read questions multiple times. I just don't want to like kick myself, you know, second guess myself.
So the order of turning them in, just so we can reflect back.
Which it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah. I was first. LB was second.
Yeah.
Amy was third. Eddie was fourth. Morgan, number two, was next to last, and she yells, I failed.
I do think I failed.
Were you a quick test taker in school?
No, I hate taking tests. I have test anxiety.
Where I loved taking tests, and I just either know it immediately or I don't. That's why I'm quick. It's like, see it, know it, don't know it, guess, move on. So it'll be interesting to see. Well, why don't we play as what?
I see it, don't know it, stare at it for a while, still don't know it, skip it, hoping I remember to go back to it later, take the whole test, then go back to the ones I skipped.
Also, Amy didn't put her name on her test. And so they had to come in and be like, somebody didn't put their name on their test.
You'll know it's mine. I made a couple of comments. Side thoughts.
We'll come in with the results. The last place person is the foot washer. Okay, that'll be next. All right, Mike D has entered the room with all of our tests from the driving exam. Here he is. He came in with a smile on his face, too. Now, six of us took it. In the end, five will be standing, but one will be known as the worst driver on the Bobby Bone Show, and that person has to pay the price in washing everybody's feet tomorrow. So, Mike, what was your overall overarching conclusion after reading all these tests?
I was pretty surprised.
At
who did the best.
Oh, interesting.
Whoa.
That means you didn't.
Amy did the best.
Because, Bobby, you are a given that you would do the best. So he's surprised.
I like this.
Okay, well, Mike, did I do the best?
Well, two people did the best.
Okay. Am I one of them?
You are.
Of course.
Listen, I got a little scared too. I'll be honest with you.
You're butt fucker.
What was that feeling? Because you probably haven't had it really ever.
Well, it was like, well, maybe I didn't know it as well as I thought I did. Okay, so I tied with someone?
You did tie with somebody.
Wow.
Out of 20 questions, how many did I get?
20.
Wow! 100%!
Somebody else
made a perfect score too.
Yeah.
And it's surprising to you?
And it's surprising to me.
Well, then maybe it's Ray.
It's going to be Amy.
Because that's who you thought.
No. Well, Eddie started screaming. Amy, he thought he... Okay, so here are the contestants here. I'm the host of the show. I'm Bobby. Amy is my co-host.
That's it?
No, I'd say we're pretty... got a couple kids. You know.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Mom, too.
Eddie, Morgan, and Ray. Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh. Mike, who tied with me at 20 questions right?
So the other perfect score goes to Lunchbox.
Yeah!
What?
Yeah! What up? What up?
What?
Woo! How about that? Oh my gosh.
Are you sure?
This is bad.
Oh my goodness.
I was great to get it. Couldn't believe it.
Were the names switched?
Guys. Are you sure? Because I didn't put my name on it.
Okay,
wow,
so
that is amazing.
Lunchbox, you're in the clear. I'm in the clear.
I feel so good. And let me tell you, I am not going to trim my toenails.
No, and he does have some janky feet.
Okay, also, hold on. Okay, what was the speed limit of the, what was question number four?
Hey, Mike, was there a question that all of them missed? Was there one question that was tough for everybody?
No, it seemed to be a different one.
Okay, we're all definitely stupid.
Good, perfect.
Well, not you. You're perfect.
I am perfect.
I can't believe you got a perfect score.
I can't believe Lunchbox got a perfect score.
I know that I can't believe either.
Okay, four people are left. Mike, who finished, we'll call it third place. Who finished third?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
Please don't be me.
What's the thing?
It's a tie for everybody on the next category.
All four?
Yeah. And then there's one person who came in dead last.
Oh, okay.
Good. This is good stuff.
Okay, hold on.
Please don't be me. Please. awesome.
So there are four people left, but three of them finished third.
Correct.
This is great.
Okay, who's one of the people that finished third?
Come on.
Ray.
Whoa!
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, now I'm worried.
Oh, my gosh. This is so bad.
Ray, you're clear.
Did I not understand how they were asking it?
Ray is in the clear. How do you feel, Ray?
Oh, that's awesome. That's why you take your time, kids, when you're doing those tests. It's not a rush.
He was the last one in. So lunch and I were the first two in. Ray was the last one in, and we're all clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Who else is in the clear?
Morgan, number two.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my goodness.
Did I lose?
Bobby, who do you think lost?
This is crazy. Now, let me say what happened.
I'm shocked right now.
Like, do I just have things are wrong?
How many did this whole second group of people?
Whole second group only missed one question.
Wow.
19 out of 20.
And then the worst one, how many did they get right?
18 out of 20.
So everybody did pretty good.
So we just missed two.
Oh,
gosh. If I missed the gang one and the...
It's the 4 second rule that got me, I bet.
Okay,
oh, I know that one.
Hold on, everybody. Either Amy or video producer Eddie will be washing everyone's feet tomorrow.
With soap. Mm-hmm. Okay, antibacterial.
Dude, I was so confident finishing this
test. Eddie said to me, I may have got all 20 of them right.
Oh my
I can't
gosh.
Believe during a pandemic we're washing feet.
My feet aren't.
Yeah, my feet
are have no infectious.
Yeah, they're not.
I'm not worried about yours.
No. Mine are good. All right. Oh Mike, God. We're down to it. So, do you want to tell us who's just finished last?
Yeah. No. That's okay. Fine.
Well, what do they do in like the pageants though? Like, how do they do that?
They do the runner up, and then the champ. So we're not doing last place. Okay. Pageants, okay. All right.
Just whatever. Just say the name of the person that has to wash the feet.
The feet washer. Are you ready, Mike?
Oh,
the person with the lowest score with 18 out of 20 is Eddie.
Yeah!
The cockiest one.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, you were like, yeah! I take charge every year. I'm so smart.
Oh. I am shocked by this.
Eddie, speak.
I demand a recount.
Oh, my gosh.
I demand a recount. There's no way. The grade has to be wrong. There was only one question that I doubted, and it was the 4 second rule.
Hey, can you hear me, Eddie Sess?
Yeah, which ones did he miss?
I missed the 4 second rule?
Oh.
What is the 4 second rule, Bones?
How many car space you should have between each cars. One,
Eddie,
two,
you missed the
three.
Second one about the 4 second rule refers to how many you put turns at stop signs.
Oh, no.
Which the answer is you need 4 seconds in between cars.
Yeah.
Great. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
I learned it as four car lengths, but.
Yeah.
But the rest I should have gotten
seconds,
right.
There should be 4 seconds. Yeah.
Right.
Eddie, you missed. Lanes of traffic moving in the opposite direction are divided by
white
blank lanes.
Yellow.
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 What?
In the middle.
Well, for opposite traffic.
It's not the one where you pass because it's white.
White is on the outside.
I'm talking country one lane road, man.
Oh, that's yellow.
Stop it.
And the yellows are on the side.
No.
So you don't.
Yellow. White's on the very side.
Oh, my God.
Yellow's in the middle.
And now I have to wash feet.
Hey, do you want a preview where you get to wash?
I don't even
want to
look at it. No, I don't. Ugh.
Eddie?
How did I...
What?
I don't get it. I was so confident.
Yeah, you were.
Tortoise and the hare. Ray was the tortoise. You were the hare.
I didn't finish that fast. I tried to
I guess I was the hare.
I tried to double check questions and look them over.
Here you go, Mike.
This is terrible. This reminds me of school, dude. Bad memories of school.
You're the worst driver on the show.
So how many did I miss?
Just one.
Just one?
Because Eddie missed two. Hey, everybody, nice job, though. Should make us feel safe, but tomorrow on the show, Eddie will wash everybody's feet.
Oh, unbelievable.
All right. Anything you want to say before I hit this button?
No, this sucks.
Okay, there it is.
Which one did I miss?
Just hit it, Raymundo.
Oh. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Carson Daly and his wife are sleep divorced, which we've talked about before here on the show, but they're doing it and it's really, really working for them. And this means they sleep in separate bedrooms. But how it started was simply because she was pregnant with their fourth child and they needed to separate simply for that. But then after she gave birth, they stayed separated because it was working so well for them. And Carson says that sleep is important. You're going to be a better person if you're rested, which can help your relationship, and their relationship has been better for it.
Well, I think the word sleep divorce
sounds negative.
Puts a bad taste in your mouth. How about like sleep well-being? We're taking it...
if you were to just say it differently, I think people would respond to it better. Because okay. if your partner snores and you don't sleep, yeah. you're not healthy. You
no,
can
it's
get
a thing.
Sick. Yeah.
And I kick, my husband doesn't snore too bad, but when he does, I have this annoying habit of just kicking him until he stops. And then that wakes
that
him up.
That sounds like a habit. It sounds like something you're doing.
I know. Yeah. I try to tell him sometimes, I don't even know I'm kicking you.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
What would we call it, though, if we're not going to say sleep divorce?
I know.
We'd call it like a sleep growth. Sleep well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something
yeah,
positive.
Something good.
Kaylin's great because she sleeps through anything. I sleep with the TV on. It goes off in the middle of the night now because Netflix goes, are you sure? And then it shuts itself off. It doesn't matter. I think I may be the annoying one more so than she is. All right, what else you got?
Well, former bachelorette Hannah Brown, she saved a man from drowning. She was whitewater rafting with her family, and a man got pulled up by a current. His raft flipped, and she was part of the rescue team. And the man's girlfriend posted about it on Twitter saying, how fun, Hannah Brown saved my boyfriend from drowning in the river today. So she did. But the girlfriend also wrote something in her tweet about how she didn't know it was Hannah Brown, but Hannah Brown's mom told them, oh, this is my daughter. She won Dancing with the Stars and was on The Bachelor.
Yeah, Hannah Brown could use some good press about now.
So that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe her mom was like, go put this on Twitter. She saved his life.
All right.
Yeah. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
After hearing some screams coming from a river, a police officer named Christopher Pritchard shined a flashlight into the Oswego River and yelled to the other officers, there's someone in the water. Like, all he did was hear screams. So there was a young woman fighting to stay alive. Officers threw a floating ring to the woman, yelled for her to grab it, but she didn't respond. So the officer, at night, said, I gotta go in. Took off his belt, which is, by the way, if he jumps in with that belt, may sink him.
Mm-hmm.
Takes off his boots, his bulletproof vest, and then he climbed over the railing and jumped in the dark, the cold, and grabbed the woman.
Wow. Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Her whole body was starting to go under when he jumped in, she said. So he grabbed her. She was 20 years old and pulled her back to the surface, raised her hands above her head, and that was it. There was no dock, but the officers flipped a grate down to the river and then climbed on it and pulled her out. The river was 42 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy. And he never really saw her until he got close down there. So let me shout out to him. And I want to say his name right here. Officer Daniel Ballone. So let us shout out to you. That's what it's all about right there. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why can't cats use computers?
Why can't cats use computers?
Because all they want to do is chase the mouse.
Nice. Our who uses a mouse though anymore, huh?
I do.
I guess on a big computer?
Well, on my computer that I have at home if we're working from home to do the show.
That's a great joke 7 years ago. Like,
use a mouse for that.
I guess I don't have a big computer anymore.
During coronavirus, I was using that mouse every day.
Okay, still a good joke then.
Thank
you. There it is. Thank you. We hit that end again, Raymond. There it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
If you start to feel a symptom, are you Googling it pretty fast or are you just going to kind of let it see where it goes?
I normally see where it goes and then I hit Google if it doesn't stop.
Yeah, I Google immediately and then convince myself I have COVID.
Yeah, I don't like to do that.
I've had corona about 9 times since this whole thing has started.
In your mind.
Yeah. I'm like, well, got it. Let me just see. And so I look up stuff and it's not usually it. But yeah, this whole story is in a poll, 98.6% of people believe what they see the first time they look at it. At least for a minute. They're like, oh, okay, I have this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, don't. And don't go into your doctor saying what your internet search said.
Yeah.
Because doctors say, too, where they people come in and like, well, listen, I was Googling it, and it says I may have cat scratch fever, hysteria, gingivitis. And they're like, yeah, no. That's not it at all. Speaking of Bass Pro Shops, Louisiana police say they're trying to find a guy who, if you go into Bass Pro, there's always a big old aquarium in there.
Mm-hmm.
A guy jumped in and went and swam.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he ran out of the store. But according to Bossier City authorities, a complaint was filed after the business determined that there will be costs associated with emptying and cleaning the 13,000-gallon aquarium.
Oof.
Which, what they do is they have fish that are local to each area.
Yeah.
So they have to find the fish, they bring them in, they kind of stock it up, you go and buy your gear based. But a guy jumped in.
shows a man swimming in the tank, climbing out of it, and then sprinting out of the store. For sure, this had to be for a TikTok or a bet, yeah. Right? We just got to find it at this point.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you're in there, you know, trying to find some lures, and there's some
guy swimming?
Yeah, Larry is in the tank swimming. I have an unpopular opinion I'd like to share with everyone. And I imagine most of you will disagree with me. That's why it's an unpopular opinion.
Ah, got it.
So I was thinking about this because I thought I was eating fresh tomatoes the other day. I thought there are fresh garden tomatoes, and there's this kind you grab at the store that who knows where they came from. And I was eating some fresh ones. Turns out they were just ones from the store. Couldn't tell the difference, right? So then I started going, you know what? I can't tell the difference in stuff somebody just grows in their garden and something I just buy from the, you know, Food for Less or whatever the local, Piggly Wiggly. And so my unpopular opinion is that vegetables you get from the grocery store that have been driven in a truck are just as good as the ones you grew in your garden. You wouldn't know the difference unless you knew the difference. Unpopular opinion. And I wouldn't have had it prompted within me except I was experiencing it. Mm. What do you think about that?
I feel like you can... Yeah, you're right. I mean, maybe you can't tell. But I feel like once I know, it just tastes better to me. So it's a placebo effect, I guess. It's like something about it is juicier, though.
Only because you think it is, because I was rocking on these tomatoes, which might have even been from 7-Eleven. I'll be honest with you. Because I'm not above stopping at a gas station to get vegetables. And so I was eating it. I was like, man, these are good. Yeah, I'm glad they grew. And then I was like, oh, no, these are the ones we bought from the store. And that bing. I was like, it's like people that drink expensive wine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You just tell them it's expensive. Like, oh, Pierre, I didn't know this was.
Pierre.
Yeah, people. It's all a placebo. Unpopular opinion. The vegetables you get from the store taste just as good as ones you grow in your garden in the backyard. Anything come to mind with you?
I realized this weekend, like, I don't like Doritos.
Really?
Well,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, that's unpopular.
Like, you don't like them.
I don't. Doritos are overrated to me.
Ooh,
because
easy.
I had some people working at the house, so like we picked up lunch,
yeah.
And it came with, like, a bunch of different chips. And so for the first time in a while, I opened up a bag of Doritos thinking, oh, this is going to be amazing, and
you
it
ate
wasn't.
Them all?
No, they weren't amazing. Mm-mm. And I was like, Doritos are real. I would not choose Doritos as my first chip anymore. And I feel like a lot of people would.
I would choose Doritos. If we're talking, it doesn't matter the calories or the
right. Yeah, none of that matters.
Man, Doritos are up there.
Yeah,
as far as
cheese Doritos,
as far as
man.
The number one Doritos.
I know. I'm over it now.
Pringles, if you're eating a sandwich. Like, if I'm eating a white bread sandwich with heavy mustard, Pringles. It's like a
and
wine.
Mayonnaise.
You know how they pair wines
yes.
up with food? Mm-hmm. Like, I have chips based on the kind of sandwich I'm eating.
Okay, so what do you eat if you're eating, like, a hamburger? What kind of chips do
you
want?
Doritos. Yeah.
Oh,
like, beef is Doritos. That's the pairing for that.
Interesting.
And if it's, like, bologna or turkey on white bread, that's a Pringle.
Interesting.
Do Cheetos ever come in?
Sometimes, but yeah. that's
what
only if you can't get a Dorito.
Okay.
Yeah, and so do Funyuns. But Funyuns are for, like, anything that's not beef or a sandwich, like any other, a Funyun will go with that. Mm. So, like a chicken sandwich, I can match a Funyun up with a chicken sandwich and be completely content. Anybody else have an unpopular opinion, by the way?
Oh, I have one.
Go ahead.
But I think you guys know it. No kid should have a smartphone until they're 18, period.
Yeah, so. Like,
period.
So.
They don't need it.
That's, like, the most unpopular thing ever. 18.
You're 16 and you can drive, and so you're driving and you're going to work, but no phone.
16.
You can have a car, but you can't have a phone.
Yeah.
16, you should probably have a phone just in case, you know, you get stranded somewhere, but not a smartphone.
Like a
smartphone.
That is like, at 16, you should have a quarter stop at a payphone, but that's about it.
Okay, see, I knew this was unpopular.
Yeah. So I may have mentioned Scuba Steve, our executive producer, called me about a week ago and goes, hey, man, bad news. And I'm like, oh, man, what did I do? Like, why did I get in trouble? What did I do this time? And I was like, what happened? He goes, well, somebody in the building got COVID. And so they've taken parts of the building. They put sign, do not enter signs. I guess they've been cleaning stuff up. And he's like, you cool? I was like, yeah, because we keep our door locked. Everything in our room. We have our own space. And so he's like, cool, cool, cool. The weird thing was I came to work, and I mentioned I went to the women's bathroom because they had the men's bathroom shut down. It was amazing. Like, everything I've ever thought about how nice you guys would keep it and all the accessories and
amenities.
It was just a man. And so I was pretty excited because on Friday I was just going to go back in. And what I do is I open it and I go, anybody in here? And, you know, nobody's ever in there because it's just like two stalls and I didn't see anybody go in. So I lean, I go, anybody in here? And Amy goes, I am! And I was like, oh, crap. And so I backed out and I said, Amy's in the bathroom. Just to any other guy who's going to go in there. Don't go in there. And Scuba goes, hey, the guy bathroom's open now. And I was like, oh, I didn't even look.
You're just going to keep going.
Yeah, they had a couch. He is. They had all he the good is. Smelling stuff. So I thought that the men's bathroom was still shut down. It is not. But I think other guys think it's still shut down too.
Yeah, because what I noticed after men started to use it for a day or two, the toilet seats were left up and there was pee still in, like they didn't flush. So I'm like, is this how y'all live? Yeah. The toilet seat up thing
hey,
sounds about
you're lucky
right.
You're it was only Pete.
And then you didn't flush? Ew.
Don't say you like it's me.
Not
okay?
You.
At least look
you,
at Eddie.
You, the man.
No, hey, she, the you are the only one that clearly said that's been in there.
Yeah, but everybody had to go in there for a while.
Yeah, no, there's other people.
Was there pee on the floor?
It just wasn't. I didn't really notice that, but pee on the seat. Pee. I'm sure there was that I noticed more, but like I don't want to. And then I don't want to have to pick up after guys in our bathroom because we keep it tidy. It was just annoying. So yeah. I'm glad y'all's is fixed.
Well, I didn't want to go back to it even look because it's like, do not enter. I was like, you got it, dude. I ain't trying to hop in that place. If COVID's been in there peeing, I don't want to go in there and pee. But yeah, I think we should just have, like, once a month we get a pass to go in the women's bathroom.
Oh, okay.
It's like your treat.
Like, if we, like,
if
employee
you've been on
of
good
the
behavior.
Month. Yeah, employee of the month gets to go use the women's bathroom too. That's what I think. All right, but no longer. I think if we made our bathroom look like theirs, it would last about a week before it was destroyed.
Oh, for sure, yes.
Somehow, somebody would pee on the couch. You know if we had a couch like they do. And we don't, and it's not even near a toilet.
What's wrong with y'all?
Exactly, that's my
point.
A
bunch of animals.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
I love a good animal wheelchair story, and this one is a chicken. She was born disabled. She had like a slipped tendon in her leg, so the chicken wasn't able to walk. Kind of had a strut. And they built the chicken a tiny wheelchair named out of like made out of plastic pipes. I'm looking at it wheeling around.
And the chicken wheels in a wheelchair.
Yeah. I love that. I love a good turtle or a chicken wheelchair.
Yeah, me too. I love when people build it. I do too. I don't know why, but I'm also fascinated
well,
with
it's
that.
It's just people getting creative and being like
and doing something they don't have
problem
to
problem solving. Yes.
They could easily.
That's so cool.
And you can play with other chicken friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Boy, this is an interesting piece of email I have here. Let's check it out.
Bobby's mailbag.
A piece of email. What am I talking about? All right, this is the email. Hey, Bobby, my name is Toby. I'm a big fan of the show. Quick question. I go to get coffee every day at a local coffee place. Not going to mention where it is in case they're listening, but there's a new woman that's been working there and has taken notice to my order and has my coffee ready when I get there. Although I've never seen her face, I'm very attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
She looks very athletic. Her eyes are gorgeous, but I've never seen her without a mask on. And I've always been wearing mine each time as well. Here's my question. Is it a bad idea to ask a girl for a phone number while I'm wearing a mask? How should this go? Any suggestions would be amazing. Thanks. Signed, Toby. Funny. It reminds me of a Halloween scenario. This isn't the first time we didn't get to see everybody clearly before we asked them out. Because you would go out on Halloween and meet someone, you know, who was dressed as little Bo Peep. And she had on a big curly hair and a big dress and a big, you know, curly stick. And you'd be like, dang, she was hot.
Yeah, but you don't know what she really looks like.
But you really don't know.
Because she doesn't dress like little Bo Peep.
Right.
Right.
But you would like that.
But you also just couldn't let it be washed away with the waves. Like, if you were interested, you go, hey. But what you do is you try to schedule something that can be quick, well lit, and the mask thing's tough though, because if you schedule something now, you're gonna have to probably wear a mask for the most part.
Wow.
I don't think it's a bad move, because this is what I would do. I would say, hey, listen, you know, can I get your number? I'd like to call you. Then you text and get her Instagram, and then you look at all the pictures of her face on Instagram.
There you go.
Like, that's the
good
move.
Good solution.
Honestly, when you were reading the note, I thought that what he was gonna ask us was, is it wrong if I ask her to just take off her mask real quick?
Can I see what you look like?
I don't think that that's wrong either later.
That's awkward.
If it was like, hey, you have a really cute voice. Let me see those lips.
Pull that down real quick. Let me see.
I think you have something on your...
I think the move is, though, if you want to ask for a number, ask for it. See if she's single. And then get her Instagram and do Instagram stalking there. That'd be my advice.
Okay. Yeah. I guess. Or you could, these days, can't you just ask for the Instagram and not the number first?
Sure. Whatever it is. Yeah. The move is to get to her Instagram.
Okay.
Morgan, you're single. How would you suggest he live his life at this point?
I think you had a really good suggestion, but I would definitely say at least, like, see, because
I know to a lot of people, smiles are really important, and like that kind of gives off the vibe of your personality is a smile, or if you're not a smiler, I don't know, different things. So I would definitely see what's under the mask before you like commit to maybe going out.
I don't think it's a bad idea to say, hey, we talk every day and I have no idea what you look like. It doesn't have to be creepy.
Yes.
You can go up to her and be like, hey, I appreciate you having my coffee. You already know what I like. Like, I feel like I know you, but I actually have no idea what your face looks like. And you don't have to say, pull your mask down.
Oh, man, I don't know.
But if you said...
No, because think about it. She hasn't seen his face either, so he could be like, I'll do it first. Like, and he can
again,
open.
That feels creepy.
Yeah, me first, you first.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Yeah.
I think the... I don't think there's anything weird about if you position it as, hey, look, I just appreciate you always knowing what I like. Thank you very much. It's weird because I feel like we know each other, but I don't even know what you look like. And then put the ball in her court and see if she wants to flash you the chin.
Flash you the chin.
And if she doesn't, that's okay.
What if you do like, hey, we'll pull it down at the same time. One, two.
Okay, my opinion is I don't think it's bad to say, hey, show me your face in a nice way, like I just said. But the goal is to get to Instagram so you can check it all out.
Okay, could she just be really good at her job and she treats a lot of her customers this way?
Could be, but still, that shouldn't stop them.
Okay, I just didn't, you know, there's always that. You have to keep a little bit of a guard up just because, you know.
But if she says no... Then it's weird going to get coffee from now on, too. Yeah. So know that if you go in and go, let me get your number, she's like, no. It's going to be weird from now on, so you got to find a new coffee place, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. There's the mailbag. Close it up.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
A guy claims that he had Tinder on his phone to look at the haircuts. What do you think about that?
I don't think so.
Because, I mean, you catch your husband on Tinder and you're like, whoa, what do you have that app for?
Right.
But I mean, he's like, no, I just want to see the shirts they were wearing. The girl, oh, you know, I'm into blouses.
I mean, they could do that on Instagram, I guess.
True. Catching your partner with a dating app would lead many people to think, okay, unfaithful. But one man has quite the excuse, the article says. The woman shares that she and her boyfriend have been living together in quarantine. That one, her man always keeps his hair buzzed, but grew it out during lockdown. So she said she recently was on his phone listening to music and noticed he downloaded the Tinder app. When she looked into it, she found that he had set up a woman's account to swipe on men. And what? While he hasn't messaged anyone, she suspected he may be cheating when he insists it's not the case.
Whoa.
But that would mean cheating with the man.
Yeah.
When I confronted him about it, he said he created it to look at men's haircuts. She said, why don't you just Google men's haircuts?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
He claimed it was because then he'd only be seeing male models. And people on Tinder, they weren't stock photos. Do we believe him?
I mean...
Because there's a whole twist. Not just the cheating. It's maybe living a double secret life. A cheating life, but also with dudes instead of women.
Part of me might believe him for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, oh, okay... I guess you're looking at hair.
Here's why I might believe him a little bit.
Why?
If I were hiding something on my phone, I would never give my phone over to my girlfriend or wife to have to listen to music. Like, I would never do something that dumb.
Yeah. Does he not know that Tinder's specifically for hooking up and dating?
Sure.
Oh, he did know.
I don't think it's a haircut app.
Okay. It's not.
I thought maybe he was confused as to what the purpose of...
He thought it was TikTok.
I don't know. I'm just thinking through.
I would think if it were me, I would not give my girl my phone if I didn't want her to see something on my phone. So as I talk myself through it, I kind of believe him right now.
Yeah, he just doesn't sound like, you know, sharpest tool in the shed.
You should just tell her then. That's one of the things. If you're going to download Tinder, you go, hey, baby, listen, I'm downloading Tinder... I'm catfishing as a woman, but only to see haircuts.
Heads up.
Yeah.
Or maybe he wants to see haircuts in his radius. Because, you know, Tinder checks who's near you.
That's not Tinder.
I thought that was Tinder.
Grindr.
No. Oh. Tinder does. You can get on Tinder.
I haven't been on Tinder in so long. I mean, years and years.
No, because when my girlfriends and I, last time we went to Haiti, we put in their Tinder app. That we were in Port-au-Prince because we wanted to see if they had any matches.
And were there?
Yeah, there was one American guy that was there studying or whatever, and he was
just waiting for anyone to come in town.
And we, okay. So, yeah, I think you can do that. Maybe he just wants to see what's in style in his neighborhood.
On the Bobby Bones Show now,
Clint Black.
All right, Clint Black's here. When he comes in, it's like a tornado rolling through. Clint, how you doing?
Lots of damage.
Good to see you again.
Good morning.
I was telling a story the other day because you and Darius did the Opry. And I host that show, and there's nobody there in the Opry, which has got to be pretty weird, though, too, right? To play.
Yeah, and even you guys, you were so far away.
Social distance. Yeah. But there's only been, I think, two or three people in my entire career that I said, I have to go and meet them, and you were one of them because we hadn't met.
We had not.
We had talked on the phone,
yep.
But we had never met. And I went up, and you know, it was just a real thrill because, and I hope you take this the right way, is that I grew up, and you were such a big part of my life. Like, I'm such a big fan.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. You know, a story that you and I had talked about. I kind of.
By the way, I thought you just came up and said hi to everyone, so
I didn't
feel extra special at all.
Only two people I've done that with on the Opry stage. One was, now, you're the only one I can remember, so there you go. The
other
one
I forgot.
I was trying to think who else I did that with.
These are memorable experiences, aren't they?
But you didn't always live in Nashville, though. You lived in Texas for a long time, right?
Yeah, I'm from Houston.
Yeah. So yeah. When did you come to Nashville?
87, came up, met with some record companies and producers. And then my album came out in 89, and I was touring. And so I was here all the time, but in a hotel. And it just got, you know, we didn't have a lot of hotels here back then. And so it was getting old pretty fast, so I bought a house.
Did some of those buses come by and, like, find your house? Did you ever have, or in Nashville, when you were in Nashville, they ever come by and be like, all right, look out to your left, there we go, that's Clint Black's place.
Yeah, I did have some of that. It was with neighbors who would come up in their boats when I had a house on the lake, and you know, they'd be waving their beer cans, yelling, "We're killing time!" You know?
And probably think they were so funny too. Like you had never heard that. That's
yeah. Somebody actually knocked on my door, and she and her friends, you know, this group of ladies, and one of them was married to a guitar player in somebody famous's band. I won't name. But they knocked on my door really early in the morning, and you know they were like a welcome wagon or an interrogation wagon, really. And I said, "Hi, how you doing?" And you know they told me who they were, and then one of them says, "Well, we just wanted to come by and see if you were really as nice as you seemed." And I thought, well, you should have come later in the afternoon because I'm really a lot nicer then at 8 a.m.
Clint Black is here. You know, one of the interesting stories, when you had your first record, you had a very short song. Was Killing Time, is it 2 minutes and 15 seconds?
No, it's longer. Probably 3 minutes. But yeah, we were cutting for radio, and then I would say to the record company, I'm going to do a few longer ones that you'll never be a single. But I have to do them.
And so didn't a record radio guy go, "Hey, you know what? This should actually be the single because I'd spin it a whole bunch more."
Oh,
if so.
Yeah. It was Bob Guerra at KZLA, and Carson Schreiber had, you know, taken me around all the West Coast stations, and Straight from the Factory was going to be the first single. And I thought, I'm really worried about a Western swing song playing all over the country. And I had a cassette tape in my pocket, and you know, Bob said, "Well," played him Straight from the Factory. He said, "Well, I could, if you get that into the top 20, I can add it." And I knew what that meant. You know, it's the catch 22 of promotion. So I took a chance. I was new. I didn't know if it would be frowned upon, but I said, I've got this tape in my pocket. Can I play you this one? And I gave him the tape. It was Better Man. And at the end of the first chorus, he hit stop and said, "I'll add that out of the box." And we got out of there and called the head of the label and said, you know, guess what just happened? We have to change the single choice. And they did. And that one went to number one. And really kind of got me
on this show. Congratulations.
All the way into this show.
Look at that. Welcome.
Would you play a Better Man?
Yeah. And my first hit.
Yeah, this is a jam right here. It is. My friend and yours, Clint Black, everybody. Yeah.
Feel free to sing along unless you don't know the words. or you can just make them up. I did. What do you say when it's over? I don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. I hope you have reverb on this. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. And I don't know if words from me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. No, I'm leaving here a better man for knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man.
Come on! Yeah!
Wow! We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Bye, guys.
The Bobby Bones Show.